Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Yeah, I could see not this team, because I think they've already even had him at one point. But, like, I could see the Pelicans giving him 30 and a, or 3-100. You know what I mean? Or 3-120. A team like that. Phoenix, if they have money, or they moved on from KD, they don't really do sign and trades no more, but something like that. So I could see it happening. But we're talking about, we think 30 is about right for the type of player he is. I hear you with Domas, but Domas is probably a $35 million player. So him and Julius are about on the same wavelength. Now, like you said, I think we like Julius a little bit more than most. Some would look at Julius at $35 million a year and be like, that's too much. He's not that good. He's not a winning player. All this other
calling
stuff.
Calling you.
Okay.
Ring, I'm calling you. You're
hello.
You're the general manager for the Minnesota Timberwolves.
What's going on? Hey, Rod, put that down.
Okay. Yeah, this is
hey, ask for the most you can get right now.
Right. Yeah, this is Sam Presti. This is Sam Presti calling.
Okay.
And let's be honest. You got new ownership. Your team stinks. You're a disappointment. You missed the playoffs.
Okay.
You haven't been good virtually ever since Kevin Garnett was there.
You don't have to keep going. You can have room.
Okay. All right. Why don't we cut this charade? Let's talk about Anthony Edwards. Hello? You don't entertain a conversation about Anthony Edwards?
No, not Anthony Edwards.
Not, so you're confident. Okay.
I'm still looking. I'm still looking at everything else being a problem.
You're confident you can build around him?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I don't. All right.
At least this year. Like right now, this year, I'm still believing.
I have a plethora of young players and draft picks.
You ain't got no Anthony Edwards, though.
Nope, I don't, and you don't know what to do with him.
I know what to do with him.
No, you don't.
Get Rudy out of here.
No, you don't. Well, okay, all right. Good luck with that. Call me when you do that. As a matter of fact, hey, send a press release.
We're not
do
even
that.
On the phone anymore.
Well, you can hear me.
It's a Skype.
From Oklahoma City.
Actually, I think Skype went out of business. This is Zoom. Or did they go out of business as well?
No, Zoom is still in business. Okay. Shout out CBS.
No, not yet. Not yet. I understand your concerns. It's almost like how I felt about Joel. I understand, but I'm not ready to have that conversation publicly yet.
Well, no, this isn't the same. Your concerns about Joel were about Joel.
Right, but just the premise
I'm calling you because I think your organization sucks. That's why I'm calling you, and I'm calling to tell you that you have a 23-year-old star. And you don't know what to do with him.
I know exactly what to do with him. Keep him here.
Okay, well, you're not going to be good.
Wow, we're learning about GM D'Lo today, too.
Well, you're not going to be good.
Hey, GM D'Lo will, like, disrespect you in front of your face. Like, hey, dumbass, give me your player. You suck.
Nah. Especially.
I can help you.
Especially. Now, here's the other aspect of it. I hear what you're saying. But especially, I got these new owners in here.
And the number one thing that we hear is they don't want no part of it. All right.
Oh, you're
all right. All right. All right. All right. All right. Sit. All right. Let's have a conversation about Anthony Edwards.
I'll put you back on speakerphone real quick. Let's go ahead.
And I'll take the worst contract in the NBA with me.
You're still asking me to trade Anthony Edwards?
Yep. All right. Then live in purgatory because your stupid ass signed Rudy Gobert to an extension. Minnesota will not be good next year. Minnesota won't be any better than they are this year, next year. We've seen the best of the Minnesota Timberwolves.
We've got,
Kevin Garnett having a little ambassador role or whatever they're trying to bring him in for isn't going to do anything for you.
Because look, here's the other thing. As GM, if I trade Anthony Edwards, I'm fired.
Pal, you're getting fired anyways.
I'd rather get traded. Would you rather? What's a good comp? I don't know if there's a good comp here.
Please don't use the self-inflicted gunshot wound again.
I don't know if there's a good comp. But
had enough of those.
Would you rather be? A GM who got fired because he just wasn't good enough, or Nico?
Would you rather be Monty McNair or Nico Harrison?
Well, I was going to say Monty, but Monty traded Fox. I didn't. It's not the same as Luka, but sure. Would you rather be Monty McNair or Nico?
I'd rather be Nico.
You think Nico get another GM job?
I'm not sure if Nico was ever getting another GM job. Like, Nico might have found, like, the perfect place for him to be a general manager. But I said this yesterday. I'll say it again in light of tonight's game. He put together the proposal. He had it. He took it to the owner. The owner signed off on the deal. You probably don't execute a singular trade without running it past the owner. You don't execute that trade with running it. Without running it past your owner. Now, maybe he didn't have 3, 4, 5, 6 people he had to run it through, but someone agreed with it. Someone could have said no. I was just reading about him today. I forgot his name, but I was just reading about him this morning. He could have said, I think Dumont is his last name.
Oh, the Mavs?
Yeah. No. No.
100%, yeah.
They said his first reaction was to laugh. He thought it was a joke. And Nico told him it wasn't a joke. Here's why they're doing it. Here's what they're trying to do. He obviously listened. He must have agreed with it, or he trusted Nico, and he signed off on it.
Yeah.
So we act like Nico just went crazy and traded Luka Doncic in the middle of the night. Someone had an opportunity to stop this, and they didn't.
Agreed.
So,
but you started the thought process.
And that's fine. To me, that's fine.
What's fine? That Nico did that?
If Nico executed a trade that he believes is best for his basketball team, then yes, do that. Execute it. I don't have to agree with it. You don't have to agree with it. The entire basketball landscape can look at this like you just traded a generational player for a player whose biggest knock. You traded him for a potential another generational player whose biggest knock is he can't stay healthy. You don't even know what you're getting back in return, but you believe at worst, or maybe even at best, you're headed down that route with Luka Doncic.
Right.
I don't agree with the trade, but I agree with a person in a position who put together a plan, trusted his plan, took it to the people who could approve it or veto it. They approved it, and he ran with it. I'll be that 10 times out of 10 rather than the guy who sits on his ass and doesn't do anything or the guy who has to bring in another general manager to do his job for him. I'd rather die the way of Nico Harrison than die the way of Monty McNair or the Kings front office or whatever.
Fair.
I don't agree with the Luka Doncic trade, but I'm talking about that strategy. I'd rather die that way than not do anything.
Fair. But, I mean, and maybe it wouldn't matter. Maybe it'd just be like, hey, you got to see how it plays out. But the Kings go through their general manager search and they land on Nico Harrison this summer. What do you think that response is going to be?
It's going to be interesting. it's going to be an interesting response.
I just think, I think you can't trade Anthony Edwards right now. You can't even entertain it.
Okay. I get it. Like, I understand.
And what you're saying,
I understand.
As Presti may not, it may be 100% correct. Like, you're not going to be good next year. You're not going to improve. But I can't trade Anthony Edwards yet.
And to be clear, if I'm, is it Tim? Is it, who is it? I don't think it's Tim Conley. Is it Garrison? Who the hell is the Timberwolves general manager?
I forgot.
Jill? Oh, it is Tim Conley.
There you go. See? Don't doubt yourself.
Yeah, it is Tim Conley, according to AI. The only general manager I'd even field a phone call from regarding Anthony Edwards is Sam Presti. Mm. There, and I don't even think I'd talk to the Bucks general manager. Because I don't think that doesn't get me anywhere. Giannis is going to come to Minnesota and not be happy. That trade gets me nowhere.
Right.
I'm not talking to Phoenix and Kevin Durant.
No.
I'm talking to one guy, and it's a guy who can offer me draft picks for years upon years upon years and young talent right now to where I'm not bottoming out.
Right.
That's the only guy I'm talking to.
And even then, you're probably bottoming out.
I don't think you're bottoming out. You might, and you're going to be less than. I don't think you're bottoming out.
You're not going to be a playoff team.
No. You might not be, but you.
2 years.
That's it. That's it right there. It's not 5 years. You're not Philadelphia. It's a year or two that you're rebuilding if you pluck that roster correctly.
But if you, yeah. See, that would be a sucker's bet because if you are saying you got Anthony Edwards and you don't know what to do with him, then if you're the Presti, like, this guy won't know what to do with any of these picks anyway. Just give them to him. He doesn't know what he's doing. So it don't matter if we give him picks or not. He'll get it wrong.
That's how I'd feel.
And A-Rod over there kissing a mirror talking about, why aren't we in the playoffs?
Well, all right. That felt unnecessary.
No, you know that's my boy. A-Rod is my boy.
Remember when a James's initial rants on this show was about Alex Rodriguez?
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And his fake tan and kiss in the mirror. He lit Alex Rodriguez. And I'm talking like 2 hours, goatee, James Hamm in the Dr. Pepper shirt at the house. Like, that version of James Hamm was just lighting Alex Rodriguez up. Yeah, and now he's an owner.
Now he's the owner of the Timberwolves. Shout out to that boy, Alex Rodriguez. That's my man's in him.
Took steroids.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
He said so.
Did he?
Yeah, he did an interview on ESPN.
I think he did. Said he was insecure.
Oh, so am I. Where do you get the steroids? We'll come back. We'll come back. James Hamm is going to join us right near the top of the hour. And how close is Domantas Sabonis to a Hall of Famer? Well, this was an interesting list KC found on Hoop Central. We'll talk about that. Stealing with KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. Oh, you said spring break.
Yeah.
The one I know of starts next week.
Yeah, and I was saying that to say, usually during, in a Sacramento area, you know, these school districts rotate for about a 3-week span of who's on spring break, who's off, all this other stuff. So
that might, and none of this means anything to you because Reese has a different schedule than everybody.
He does.
Else.
He does. He'll be going to a regular schedule next year, though.
How old's Ryan again? She's two.
Two. Yeah, she about to be going to school, hopefully. I was going to
say, getting 2 years or a year?
Yeah. Who? Maybe in the next 6 months or so.
What school do you go to in 6 months?
They got them. They got them little kinder care type places.
Oh.
She needs them, though, man. It's good for their development, being around other people, being around other kids and stuff. So.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll be a sad day when I got to take her to school. It'll be a happy day, but a sad day.
Sadder for her or sadder for you?
For me, I cried like a baby today. We took Reese to school for the first day.
Mm.
Oh, man.
Kindergarten, my parents told the story. I told them to leave.
Come on, Dad, be up.
I told them I'm good.
Reese goes to school for the first time. We drop him off. You know, we walk out. He's on the school grounds, and we sit there in the car because we can see through the fence or whatever. And literally within the first 45 seconds, this kid, you know, came up to him, and I don't know what the kid didn't do anything. He like had a toy and just came up to Reese, and Reese slapped him, and then he started crying. He slapped him and Reese started crying. Like, well, what, you hit him, what you crying for?
Oh, man. You must have thought that kid was me. I don't know why Reese got beef with me now.
Reese ain't got no beef, man.
Reese
it's
always
love.
Got something smart to say when he comes in.
That's just him.
Hey, D-Lo, why did you dress like that in that picture? what was the decision going into that?
Damn.
That's true.
I don't remember that one.
Nah, he did. Ask him. Ask him. I bet you he'd tell you. He's like, yeah, I think
Wednesday's a short day today, too. He might be out of school.
Man. Reese act like he wanted to throw hands with me. He was like, I know you didn't hold me when I was a baby. I recognize one Sacramento legend here. And his name is Dave, not D'Lo. He got that picture on it as his screensaver.
Dave and I forgot my other man's name. What was his name? I don't remember.
Was it Sean?
I think it was Sean.
Yeah, I didn't know that, brother, but I think it was Sean.
Shout out to all the kids. LA Live.
I gotta go to school at 7:30 or 8. I'll be firing up. I'm gonna be the show in the morning, whatever. Seeing those kids go to school. Like, sucks to be you guys.
What time did you go to school?
You used to have to go to school like 8 back then. What time did you go to school?
About 8 o'clock. Yeah. I was on my way to school at 7:30. Yeah.
I think school was like 8 to 2.
Yeah, I never got
the 2 o'clock.
Oh, what did you get? You get 3:30?
Yeah.
That's tough, yeah.
Yeah.
That's tough.
I feel like the window for me is like 8:30 out in my area is the start time, because I know if I have drop off, it's 8:10. Yeah, I have to be there at 8:10. And if I'm walking Sprout, that if I'm not past that school at 8:10,
yeah,
I'm just waiting for e-bikes and cars. And yeah, we have to time that walk to where I'm past the two schools. Or
it's crazy with the
curtains,
with the drop offs at schools, because I used to, when I worked at the middle school, I was, one of the jobs was, all right, making sure greeting the people when they drove in. And it's only like a 7-minute window, but it is chaotic.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it right, is right, right, right.
Crazy.
Yep. Yeah.
Like, it's a crazy 7 minutes. So, yeah.
I can't remember. I know Jazz FaceTimed me once. Was that an e-bike? What did y'all get?
Auto little scooter.
Yeah. It was just a scooter.
Yeah. Little scooter.
I hate them e-bikes.
Electric scooter.
I hate those e-bikes.
Yeah, the e-bikes.
So much.
Yeah, right. Pedal the wheels. Stop.
If you are a parent who bought your child an e-bike, I think I hate you too.
Oh.
Wait, what's wrong with the e-bikes? Can you say to pedal the wheels? How
else
do you
do it? They're
what are you talking about, man?
Electric bikes. They like fly.
Oh.
They go hella fast.
They do. Just ride a bike.
Yeah, right, there is no pedaling.
Something else that, yeah.
Yeah, they just riding. And I know. I know there's one bike, there's like an e-bike, and then there's like another one, and one of them is faster. Mm-hmm. And it's like, come on, man. Them things be flying.
They be moving. They be moving. They need a driver's license to have those. Yeah. But the scooters are different.
I've got these 12-year-olds, 11-year-olds, 10-year-olds, 8-year-olds riding these bikes around. Like, how do you not have to have like a permit or something for this?
Something. That's a motorcycle.
Damn, poor John Bull. I broke my collarbone, ribs, and a wrist on a new scooter.
Oh, damn.
Careful, brother.
Of course, John Bull hits with the LMAFO.
Guys, I'm no worries, guys. I'm all good, though. Shout out, John.
I almost broke my damn ankle on one of those scooters early, like when they first started, you know, coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would like slow down. I remember I was going across the Tower Bridge.
I remember you telling this story.
Yeah, slow down. And
it was during the time of this show, right? I remember you telling this story that you were going across the bridge, and then did you go off like the edge or something?
Well, I almost did, and to combat that, like your first thought was, I'll just put my foot down.
Mm-hmm.
And I had some Vapor Maxes on, so that didn't help either. And I like
messed
rolled
up a $900 pair of shoes too, Jesse.
Well, no, just the regular Vapor Maxes. Those are actually pretty expensive too. It was almost $200. I went $200 for them damn Vapor Maxes. But anyway, I put my foot down, rolled my ankle. It was almost all bad. Like, it could have been bad. I was okay, but it could have been bad.
Mm.
Be careful on those scooters.
X Games KC over here.
At Kel Expo. You'll see me out there.
KC going to be credentialed. Where's KC today, man? He had to.
Talking to Sean White.
I think that's what, wrong X Games.
One time, yeah, he's winter. But
well, he skates too. He used to skate.
He did some regular X Games.
Did he really?
Yeah.
He started in winter, and then he like started doing
I
some.
I know regular. My X Games knowledge.
You going to be out there, Jesse?
If Tony Hawk's there, I'll be there.
I'll go out there one of those days. I will.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing it.
Yeah. Check it out. I one time in L.A., I went to the box, what are they called, the derbies, the box car derbies or something like that.
That sounds right, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, that's actually pretty cool. It was put on by Red Bull. And they were going down these hills in downtown L.A. Gang of people out there, too. Jazz was like, oh, we got to go there. I was like, ain't nobody going to be out here. There was hella people. I don't think they have any streets out here that you could do that on. So really wouldn't work.
Mm. And did a side job for some NASCAR races once? It's as boring as you think.
That sounds boring.
Did you say you did a side job?
Yeah.
Yeah, what did you
like,
do?
Like, what, doing what?
Just helping this little catering company or whatever fill up little buckets with drinks, make some money for the weekend, and chill out.
Okay.
I'm going to need one of those. Have y'all checked the market lately?
Yeah. Then I straight up told you I might be getting back into Uber.
Me too.
That's facts. I'm not even joking.
I looked for the first time since all this happened yesterday morning, and
it's nasty.
All I could do was laugh. And was, how bad was it? And I said it out loud. And it was, God,
I'm not even gaslighting y'all. I was like, look, at the very least, let me be certified so I can like. Let me turn it on real quick, go make $50-$60 or something like that, because it's crazy out here.
Our Sarinda, she will always say the same thing: don't look, do not look.
You do the way. Hey, can you crunch the numbers? Can you crunch them again, please?
Crunch.
Did it do anything?
Same thing.
I remember that one.
No, you don't.
I do. Don't say that, man.
Don't be joking about the office and the recession, Kenny.
You know what would be fun? If there's a way we could drive the Uber together, it'd be like the D'Lo and Casey Uber.
Oh, man. We could turn that into content.
We'd be making money. Everybody want to get in that one.
The D'Lo and Casey Uber.
Downside, we can only pick up one person at a time because we only have one seat left.
Yeah.
We do it like, remember that show?
Yeah, we got to split all the fares three ways.
Yeah. So what are your thoughts on Keon Ellis?
No, the fair will go to somebody in Philadelphia.
Well, yeah, Odyssey's going to try and get that money somehow.
Remember that show? So I have a title in my head. It's not this show, but I can't remember the actual title of what I'm really thinking of. All right, I'll tell you. The title I'm thinking, this is not what I'm thinking of, is Taxi Cab Confessions. That's not what I'm thinking of. Mm-hmm. Remember the game show they had?
Yeah, where they could answer questions until they get to their stop, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the name of the
Why
show?
Why do I know exactly what you're talking about, but not the show?
Because it was that show was dope. I can't remember the name of the show. Somebody in the chatty house will get it. Once again, Cash Cab. There you go. Cash Cab. We could do a D'Lo and KC Cash Cab. King Sports Edition.
So, yeah, we're really not making money.
They win money. They won't win money with
I was going to say, what do they win with us?
Yeah. All right, how much money you got in your wallet? We'll match that.
We're literally
you get these questions wrong, we get the 20.
Yeah, we're literally getting the job to make more money.
But get it sponsored.
Oh, how's that gone, pal? How is your mission to get anything
big ideas from KC
gone?
Over here?
Wow.
Make sure you catch us at 2022 Summer League, by the way. Still waiting for that one.
We're supposed to be there this year.
Can't even go to Raw next week.
Right. And based on the text I got this morning and the things that I set up for the weekend, if y'all go to Raw, you're going to have to go to without me because I can't ask for another. I can't go back to Complex on Monday.
Well, that's usually not going to be an issue. I was about to say Wednesday, we're going to need another favor, though.
Yeah, but Wednesday next week, we should be fine. Yeah, we should be fine. We should be fine on Wednesday.
Yeah. Yeah, I like the D'Lo and KC cab though. Yeah,
split the fares three ways.
Who's driving?
Well, we'll just use your car, and we could just program it.
We can use your car.
I don't know if mine does that. Well,
I'd say take
literally.
Mine, but gas
you
down
low
there.
Key have the nicest car.
He does.
No, yeah, I do. But like gas is like $6.
But
a
see, that was
part.
The so when I did do Uber, that was the racket of Uber, is like I did it with the Infinity FX35 I had. So I'm putting Supreme gas in there. Mm-hmm. I'm driving around Los Angeles.
Mm.
And yeah, in fares, like I might have made $75 for an hour, mm-hmm. but but I got to put 45 back in my tank. Mm-hmm. Plus, you need an oil change, all this other and that. Once somebody broke it down, and I was like, this is a racket. I can't do this no more.
Bro, I live at the gas station, it feels like, now at this point.
Man. So that's why we take your car. We ain't got to worry about that. This is a perfect
car. We have the same exact car. It's just a different color.
Yours is that's
we look like jackasses when we park next to each other.
Sometimes like they'll line up their cars together with James as well.
That's when we really look like a bunch of D-bags is when all three of them are next to each other.
Shout out to I ain't gonna put him out there, man, but man, shout out to our guy over here.
Mm-hmm.
Cause he was, the other day we left at the same time.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
Oh, y'all hiring? Yeah. What's up?
Yeah. Well, remember my man came from Chicago.
Yeah, man.
My man came from Chicago.
I said,
been in Chicago, L.A. Our guy been all
bring
over
that,
the place.
Bring that in here. That's what I need.
He left late one day, and he left. It was after you. It was that day I was sitting out there talking to him. We all kind of left at the same time.
Uh-huh.
It was, you know, after our second show. So we walked down together, and it was just kind of one of those things where you part. And I look back. I was like, oh. All right, then.
Yeah, man.
You're cooking.
It was looking like D-Lo when he had the Maybach truck.
That wasn't mine.
Remember that day.
Yeah.
Remember, Dan was looking at you crazy.
You nearly
got
shot for trying to record the car.
True story. Dame almost shot me.
Wasn't me. I was here. This dude ran down during a commercial break to get that video.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we was doing the show. I was here on
content,
camera.
Baby.
It could be documented.
Content. The guy really looked at me like, hey, bro. He didn't say nothing, but the look said, hey, bro.
Imagine dealing with Casey driving the little Uber around, and we got to go pick up Allen Stiles and take him to the game.
Because he's...
Got to pick up Whitey and drop him off.
Got to take him to the Rivercats.
Oh, no, you know what we got to do.
Doing the first pitch.
Yeah.
Hey, we're carpooling together.
No, we got to pick up Kyle Draper and take him to the airport because they got Summer League sponsored, so he's off to Las Vegas.
This is all just a ploy to drive media around to all the cool things they get to do.
Yep.
Drive somebody to Thunder Valley concert.
Yeah. Nah, none of them people actually work in the state. Thankfully, we got a connection now for those Thunder Valley concerts.
Hey,
I'm trying to go to Summer Jam with Boys to Men and All for One, I think.
Oh,
and next.
Show. Yeah, it's a solid show.
It's a sing-along show.
Yeah,
I do
I
it.
I think they need our help, but.
Well, they're relying on someone else.
They still going to call like they did the other time.
No, let's see how many millions of tickets are available left for that show put someone else's name on.
That's what I'm saying. They're going to be calling. Hey,
y'all want to run these spots for us right quick?
Hey, no. We'll depend.
Yeah, and see, that's so this is where I become like Kenny. I'd say no. No, we're not going to. No, stop putting their stupid ass name on a show and we'll run commercials for you.
What have you done for us lately?
Look, I search it in Ticketmaster and can't even find it. They're like, I don't even know what this show is. This show don't even make sense as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, man, come on now.
Where there it is.
Like I said, just show some respect around here.
There's going to be enough tickets for everyone. All right, this show's selling fine. Never mind. Bad example. Only balcony tickets available. But it's Boys to Men. This is an easy sell.
Boys to Men. Easy work.
I'm gonna text our girl. Say, hey, we need to be at this one.
Storm
I just want to see how many songs next sings live.
They're gonna sing five.
I think it's four to. Well, I think there's four to five good ones. They're gonna sing a couple. No one wants to.
They're going to sing. Actually, I take that back. They're gonna sing a lot more because En Vogue sang a lot more songs than I thought.
Well, yeah, but En Vogue did a tribute.
That's true too.
And
that's
they did. They did their records, but like I think their longest part of their set. Was the tribute to women in R&B.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't think they were going to be on the stage that long.
Oh, I didn't either.
Yeah.
I didn't either.
They did what, about 45 minutes, an hour almost?
I think they did an hour.
Yeah.
Because we got there, they were on stage, got drinks, sat down, and they hadn't even started the
What's it gonna be?
That was fire. They killed it.
They did a great job.
They absolutely killed it.
Yeah, they did a great job. So, Yeah, we'll figure something out. Respect needs to be shown, though.
Giants are up right now, 6-4. What's the A's?
Not up right now. They're
Giants are down 6-4. Sorry.
Yeah.
What do we do here? Are we supposed to put the A's game on or the Giants game on?
Oh, we got it covered. We got it covered. I got the A's game on right now.
Okay, you're saying we very loosely.
I got the A's
Giants
game right
game
here.
Should probably go on the iPad and the A's, you know?
That's kind of what I thought.
Well, the A's are in the eighth inning, so maybe they should go on the big TV.
Okay.
We'll go Giants are in the sixth inning.
We'll go to the A's.
Giants, two-game skid.
Did anyone score in the first inning of the A's game?
No, they scored in the second inning.
Okay.
Actually, a pitcher's duel at Sutter Hill, something we don't see often. 2-1.
Sean had the numbers last night. Like, is it 17 home runs? 17 home runs in total. Only six of those have come by the A's.
Damn.
17 home runs at Sutter Health Park.
Oh, there goes one of them. Oh, no.
Wow. Bro, that is like midfield. What are you talking about? Wow.
That swing looked good. I got these glasses on today, too, man.
I have got to get out to the park, man.
You said, oh, yeah, you're going to be gone this weekend. Be a good weekend. Weather great. Yeah. I saw the 10-day, though.
Yeah, the 10-day looks
10-day looking crazy.
Who's it this week? Oh, it's the Mets. I didn't want to ask for tickets for the Mets. That would have been. I feel like this weekend's going to be jumping. I feel like the Mets are big. I feel like the Mets are going to be a big pool.
Yeah, I wonder if we need tickets. They are. We need tickets to be in there. I guess you do.
Who?
Where I talked about.
Well, I would think so. How else are you going to get in?
Yeah, but I don't know.
You talking about Sky River?
Yeah, I don't know if you get a seat.
I don't need a seat.
That's what I'm saying. So I don't know if you need.
You got to get in somehow.
Yeah, you get the little pass, basically.
Oh.
But I don't know. Maybe you do get a seat. I don't know. They have seats around there, so maybe so. As we do attendance watch like we do here every time for the A's now, doesn't matter.
Well, I don't think we're the only ones doing it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying we as in that's what we do now with the A's somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter that the Pirates had about 3,000 people at their game today. But I think they said they got 10,000 in there today.
Man, that's a good look because I think last night was 9.
Yeah.
I think Sean said 9 something.
Once again, it looks different. Then I guess the actual attendance. And then, like, if you do certain, like, when they have this camera that pans the stands, you can see rows of, you know, row or three rows of empty seats. But just looking on TV, it looks like there's a lot of people there. Or at least, you know, all things considered. Like, if you put this in health? Yeah.
It looks great.
Yeah. If you put this amount of people in Oracle Park, obviously, like, with all the other seats, like, it wouldn't look like a lot of people. But looks like a good amount of people out there for the whole series, man. So I'm anxious to see what happens in the weekend series with the Mets.
Mm-hmm.
Yankees will be here in a couple weeks. Want to see what that looks like as well. But the other thing, you were talking about something else, and I thought you were talking about this. You talk about the early innings, the runs for sure, crazy. But I –
feels like everyone is scoring in the first inning.
Every time.
Except the A's.
Well, no.
It feels like their opponent is scoring in the first inning.
Last night, I think the A's put up 6 in the first inning. They were down 3-0. I think they put up 6 in the first inning. End up winning their first game at Sutter Health Park. But, okay, maybe I'm a little sensitive to it. I understand. But the people who 4 minutes before first pitch, and this is what it looks like here at Sutter. All right. Go to any baseball game. Like, people don't get to baseball games on time no more. The true, like, this is what the crowd is looking like. It's not till, like, the fifth inning. But they put that out there, and it's people in SAC media who put that out there. It's like, hold on, don't do that, because you know the Ben Rosses and everybody, the Susan Slessers, they're going to get that picture and be like, look, ain't nobody even at the games.
Mm-hmm.
Give it a little bit of time, man. Give it a little bit of time. Give it to the fourth or fifth inning, then see what it looks like.
Also. Just to be clear, bitch, you can't do that. You can't cover the A's in Oakland and then watch our attendance.
Right.
Hey, all of you, don't make this a thing.
That's all
stop.
I said, too. Cause,
y'all need to stop.
Because the truth of the matter is, y'all didn't even cover the A's in Oakland.
There's a reason they're here. You could blame Fisher. You could do all of that you want to. If there's 20,000 people there every night supporting that sorry-ass baseball team, we're not here.
Simple as that.
So some of y'all stop.
Simple as that.
Some of y'all need to stop.
And like I said, I really want
not
you
the fans. Fans can do whatever you want. Yeah, you can feel however you want to feel. The media, people, y'all need to chill.
Y'all need to chill also because, like I said, y'all didn't even cover the A's in Oakland. Y'all didn't cover them. Ben Ross, Susan Slusser, and Killian, y'all could care less about the A's when they were in Oakland. Now you want to follow every move. Like, stop, bro. Stop. Some of you guys did follow them the whole time. I think one of them, Killian or Susan Slusser, followed them. And they kind of, like, half-assed followed. They only followed them when it looked like they were about to leave so they could talk about how much of a travesty it was. It wasn't like they were, A's, like, let's day to day, let's talk about the team. They were talking about the trading, the moving story. But stop. Like, just it was wrong what happened in Oakland. We all agree on that. Yep. But just stop that, because you didn't care about the A's at all when they were in Oakland. Stop acting like you give a damn now.
No, it's good to act like it. It's good. It's good for content. I hate the content game. It makes people do dumb stuff.
I agree.
It makes people do dumb stuff. Yeah. And I think we're seeing a lot of that in the coverage of the A's here in West Sacramento.
I agree.
And I asked you this after the first, it wasn't even after the first game. It was like after the second one. This is just the way it's going to be.
Yeah.
This is really what we're doing all year long.
They're doing it all year long. I thought they would get 14,000 every single game. That hasn't happened. But when they do get like 14,000, like, or 13 or something this weekend, or when the Yankees are in town or something like that, or the Giants, they won't talk about it. But when they get 9,000, when the Angels are in town, Sacramento think they could support. Nobody is. All right, bro, stop. That's the way they're going to play it. And I don't pay. I talk about it on here because, you know, it comes up on the feed, but I'm trying to, like, we don't have to talk about this. We don't have to talk about the attendance every single game. At this point, it's pretty clear, like, what it is. They're going to do 9 to 12 on a regular night, and on a great night, they're going to do 12 to 14.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's what we've seen. I don't think we've ever seen anything lower than that, at least here in the first part. We're certainly not going to see it this weekend. I think the biggest question will be when the temperature starts hitting like 108. Mm-hmm. Or do we have a stretch like we did last year where we have weeks right. of 100-degree temperatures? Then I'll be curious to see how it turns out, because we're all very well aware it can get uncomfortably hot.
100%
in Sacramento.
And the unfair thing,
100 degrees.
And this is what Sacramento signed up for. It's not like these are the rules of the game that you're choosing to play. They unfairly will have to support. Say the A's are no good. Say the A's are 40 games under 500. If they kind of stopped showing up or the crowds got sparse, that wouldn't be acceptable for Sacramento. Whereas in any other ballpark in Major League Baseball, the team is the Marlins. They never get anybody because the team sucks all the time.
Yeah.
But it's okay for them not to show up to see a bad product, but it's not going to be okay for Sacramento not to show up for a bad product.
We'll come back. James Hamm will be with us. I'm pretty sure James Hamm is here. I think I just saw him here in the building. So James will join us here in studio. Talk Kings basketball. Kings are headed back to the postseason, and they got the Denver Nuggets tonight at the Golden One Center. That's all ahead here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.